Yoda found Obi-Wan in the temple's lush arboretum, sitting cross-legged under a waterfall, eyes closed, fully dressed, and perfectly dry. Not quite a week had passed since Senator Amidala brought him home from Zagula. He'd spent most of that time in a deep healing trance. Yesterday, Vokara Che had pronounced him fit to leave the halls of healing, but had restricted him to the temple precinct on pain of her most severe displeasure. The warning was as effective as a Geonosian containment field. Sensing his approach, Obi-Wan opened his eyes, smiled, and extricated himself from beneath the waterfall. A wave of his hand started the water freely flowing again, and he bowed. Master Yoda.
Master Kenobi, he replied. Sit.
Obi-Wan sank to the cool grass. Only the slightest hesitation in his movement hinted that he might not be quite himself as yet. That and the fact that he still needed to finish regaining the weight he'd lost in his battle with the Sith. Balancing comfortably on his gimmer stick, Yoda inhaled the fragrant arboretum air deeply, wondered about the waterfall, decided not to ask.
Eager the council is, Obi-Wan, to hear of what happened on Zagula,
he said instead.
Ready to speak of it yet, are you?
Obi-Wan's expression did not change, but the faintest of shadows touched his eyes. I think so, Master Yoda.
An affirmative answer, that is not.
I'm sorry, Master. It's the only answer I have to give you. Yoda sighed.
Troubled you are, Obi-Wan. Understand I do. Time you need, and time you will have.
Obi-Wan plucked a stem of grass and considered it, his face grave. Stroked a fingertip down its blue-green length. Then he shivered. Do you know, Master Yoda, he said, his voice very low, there is more of the light side in this sliver of grass than I could feel in my whole body while I was on Zagula. It was, he exhaled so slowly, the most empty, the most lonely, the most bereft I have ever felt. Worse even than all the deaths I relived, so many times, as though each time was the first. He let the blade of grass slip from his fingers, his gaze roaming across the arboretum. That emptiness is what awaits the Republic if we should lose this war with the Sith. It is an outcome to be deplored and avoided at any cost, no matter how high. Yoda felt the echoes of Obi-Wan's memories in the Force. Felt the touch of that dreadful bleakness and a bitter sting of cold.